This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
An early guide to this multi-trillion-dollar government response to coronavirus. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Senate is now on track to pass a more than $2 trillion bill to prop up an economy wounded by this virus. Details are just beginning to emerge of this legislation. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has some key points.
Under the deal, most individuals will get a check from the government for $1,200, with $500 checks for each child. There will also be a fund of about $500 billion that can be used for loans to U.S. companies. That includes about $50 billion for loans to airlines. According to a letter Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer sent out to Democrats, there's also about $150 billion for coronavirus relief fund for states and tribes, and $100 billion for hospitals and healthcare. Now, one of the final sticking points in this week's negotiations was oversight. According to that letter from Minority Leader Schumer, the plan creates a Treasury Department Special Inspector General plus an oversight committee. Schumer also says the funding bill will prohibit any government loans or investments to businesses controlled by the president, vice president, or members of Congress. Nobody seems too worried about the federal budget deficit, though, which hit $1 trillion last year. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Now let's turn to Marketplace's Jasmine Garst, also on this massive package of resources. Jasmine, I was hoping you could give us a breakdown of one part of this, an important one, a loan program for small businesses.
Sure. Companies with 500 or fewer employees can get up to $10 million. If they use the money to pay workers over the next 8 weeks, the amount of the loan they spend on payroll will be forgiven. What they spend on mortgage, interest, rent, and utilities will be forgiven too.
And what are we hearing from small business owners? Is there a sense this is enough?
Well, a lot of small businesses didn't have extra cash before the coronavirus, and they've already expressed that they might not have enough cushion to keep paying workers while the loans clear. Some have already been laying off or furloughing their workers.
Also, I want to consider those workers have already been laid off. Jasmine, what kind of unemployment insurance could they get from this package?
Right. The package adds $600 a week to normal state benefits for up to 4 months. That coverage would be retroactive to January 27th, and it extends to gig workers and independent contractors. There would be an extra 13 weeks of regular unemployment benefits, and there's a lot we still don't know. We're waiting for the actual text of the bill to come out later today.
All right. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, we realize there's more to life than markets, and we're aware the market zeitgeist can be crassly out of sync with the global COVID-19 figures, but we are following the great return to market volatility here in the first quarter of 2020. In early trading this morning, there was a big rally on Wall Street, but as we were just talking a few moments ago, as Jasmine was talking, stock market turned mixed. The Dow is up 117.6%, but the S&P is down 0.2%. The NASDAQ composite has turned down 0.5%. This after the Dow went up 11.3% yesterday, 2,112 points, as the $2 trillion resuscitation bill began to gel in Washington. Let's consult Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors in Chicago. Hi there.
Good morning.
We have not seen the Dow Jones Industrial Average go up as much as it did yesterday since, I don't know, Susan, since you and I were knee-high to a grasshopper, 1933. Remember those days?
Oh, of course. Well, it was quite the move. It's incredible that we saw the Dow go up, 11+%. And that is really shocking, with the S&P right behind it, up over 9%. And that is a big relief rally in the market.
But doesn't it seem a little manic to you, these moves?
Well, remember that investors are really in new territory here, as are the rest of us. And so this is all about trying to figure out what the future holds, and no one has a clear picture. I think there was some relief in the market that we are getting closer to a deal from Congress, and we did hear that again this morning. So I think that provides a lot of comfort that, again, there is economic support out there, not just from the central banks, but fiscally from the government as well.
And as for the mood today, a little more confused than yesterday. I mean, some of it is market professionals and the rest of us are just beginning to get some of the details of this $2 trillion package. We need some time to digest this.
We do, and I think that's what you're seeing in the early signs pre-market open today. We had a lot of expectation of a general plan yesterday. It seems like we were on that two-yard line for a long time. The markets have been expecting this plan to come through, but they haven't gotten the details behind it. As those have been hammered out, investors will take the time to go through each detail and try to figure out how that's going to impact the companies they invest in.
Our duty for today, Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors, head of U.S. equities there. Thank you.
Thank you.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Right now, India is wrapping up its first full day of a three-week coronavirus lockdown. With a population of 1.3 billion, India has recorded more than 500 cases and 10 deaths. In a speech, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said if people don't do the right thing during these 21 days, the country will go backwards by 21 years. The BBC's Arunade Mukherjee has more.
There have been heartbreaking visuals that have been coming in of migrant workers. 90% of India's workforce works in the unorganized sector. There have been visuals and reports of migrant workers who've traveled from villages to various cities to work, trying to desperately get back home to their villages. But the borders have been sealed. Public transport has been shut down. The railways has stopped functioning. So there were visuals of many people actually trying to cross the borders on foot, trying to find some place to take shelter and set up a temporary camp. We are yet to hear from the government whether they are making any kind of additional arrangements for these people, because every state is reporting similar complaints, especially by migrant workers.
You filed that from Delhi. This economic impact of coronavirus is a fast-moving story. Read our take on what happened today and what it means in our daily newsletter. Sign up at marketplace.org/newsletters. We're from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.